It's Morning Edition on 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday. Time for some insight. The Revenue Estimating Conference, which crunches the numbers on the state's income every year, announced on Wednesday that revenues are $35 million short of what was expected this year. Associated Press Capital correspondent Melinda DeLotte was there. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
So what did the REC say exactly? Are we broke?
No, not anywhere close. It's a relatively small figure in the grand scheme of state government. It's $35 million less than what was projected in tax income for the state in the current budget year, which ends in June. And it's pretty modest. The entire budget for the state is $25 billion. So $35 million is pretty minimal in the grand scheme.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Yes, it's a drop in the bucket, and they actually have money that they can use to cover the hole. The Jindal administration has already said they want to use excess revenue from a tax amnesty program that was done earlier in the fiscal year, and they're going to use some of that money, which hasn't been budgeted yet, to cover the shortfall. So essentially no state agency is going to get a budget cut because of it. No services are going to be reduced or anything like that.
That assumes that lawmakers go along with that swap idea.
Correct. They have to approve it. It's on the agenda to be approved next week in the Joint Budget Committee hearing. But it seems unlikely that legislators are going to make cuts than use available funds to offset the deficit.
Right. So if all of this holds up, there will be no mid-year budget cuts for the first time in 6 years, basically since Governor Bobby Jindal has been in office. Does that put a feather in his cap politically?
I don't know what that does just quite yet. It is definitely, you know, something that will probably make people pleased. It will make the legislature pleased. It will make the people who depend on the government for services pleased. But, you know, the fact that there's no mid-year budget cut this year after 5 years of having mid-year budget cuts suggests that a lot of things have already been reduced in state government. So people in a lot of instances are getting less than they got previously. So I think legislators will be pleased to just skate through this one and not have to worry for at least a little bit of time.
Jindal did take a little bit of heat, though, on Wednesday for spending money to save money. There's a $4.2 million contract out there with a consulting firm that's been tasked with finding $500 million to $1 billion in annual savings. And some lawmakers have said, why don't you just go and ask your department heads where to cut, where to find those savings instead of paying somebody else to do that?
Yes. The contract with Alvarez and Marcel, which is was entered into by the governor's Division of Administration, has not is not sitting well with legislators at the moment. They are not terribly pleased. Several members of the House and Governmental Affairs Committee had issues, mainly Republican legislators who said they don't understand the cost of the contract. They don't understand why the governor's office isn't going to the individual state workers who they think probably have ideas for ways to save the state money. And they don't understand why the governor needs to do this now, considering for 5 years he's been telling the legislature about all the things he's been doing to make government more efficient and effective and to cut government spending. So for all of those reasons, they are definitely not pleased. And a lot of legislators just want to know how the administration could find $4 million for this contract when they vetoed items from the budget bill that were much smaller amounts and provided real services to people.
Things like what?
There was a particular issue that came up in the committee hearing about some services that were going to be added for the developmentally disabled, and the governor line item vetoed some additional funding for that program, saying that the state didn't have the money for it. And so Representative John Schroeder, who is a Republican from St. Tammany Parish, said he did not understand why the developmentally disabled had a veto when the governor's office could come up with $4 million for this contract. Now, the governor's office says that obviously the end game of this is to save somewhere between $500 million annually and $1 billion annually. And the argument is that the contract will more than pay for itself in what will come from the efforts of this consulting firm. The savings target isn't included in its contract for Alvarez and Marcel, so it's unclear if they are required to reach that figure. That is what they proposed, and that's what the Jindal administration wants. So I guess everybody should know kind of what's on the horizon for those recommendations in mid-April. That's when the final report is due. So 4 months of work for $4.2 million.
So if the final report is due in April, then we probably won't see any impact from that contract in the budget proposal for 2014-2015?
I think it seems unlikely that you'll see any recommendations in the governor's executive budget proposal that will be unveiled next week to the legislature. But the budget process is a long process that will go all the way through June. So there's time to add any recommendations as they come up if there are things that could be implemented pretty quickly.
So far, the governor has been fairly quiet about his plans for that 2014-2015 budget. Wednesday, though, his administration dropped a couple of hints, with Commissioner of Administration Kristi Noem saying that the budget would invest in higher education and, quote, protect healthcare services. So what might that mean?
I don't know that we have a real clear sense yet. The governor has said his two priorities are protecting higher education and healthcare services. But I think most people would say that the idea of what is protection and what's not protection is in the eye of the beholder. So we'll find out next Friday, which is when the commissioner will be presenting the governor's budget to the Joint Legislative Committee on the budget, which is the kind of big moment that starts off the entire budget debate for the state and for the annual legislative session. So we'll know more then. The only thing the governor has really said beyond saying he thinks higher education and healthcare priorities is that he said that he wants to make a priority in workforce development in the upcoming session. So there will probably, people are thinking there will be some budget proposals tied to that issue.
Well, thank you, Melinda. This is an excellent preview of exciting budget fights to come.
Thanks, Amy.
Melinda Delott is the Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.